This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
Keep still, you little devil, or I'll cut your throat.
No, sir, no.
Tell us your name. Quick.
Pip, sir.
Charles Dickens, the Victorian writer who gave us classic characters like Pip in Great Expectations, as well as Oliver Twist and Scrooge, is 200 years old this year. His birthday is being celebrated all over the world, including in Massachusetts. Dickens visited our state in 1842, and as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, he was a celebrity with a social agenda.
You might cringe at the idea of comparing Charles Dickens to Lady Gaga, but both pop stars use the power that comes with celebrity to affect change. In the mid-1800s, everyone read Dickens. What isn't so well known is that he was a lifelong advocate for the disabled, the poor, and the rejected.
I think of Dickens as somebody who makes the invisible visible.
Diana Archibald is a scholar at UMass Lowell and says Dickens himself suffered hard times as a child. His father squandered the middle-class family's finances, forcing Dickens, at age 11, to work in a shoe polish warehouse.
As a boy who had dreams of becoming a gentleman and a literate gentleman, it was devastating to have that happen.
But that set Dickens on a compassionate course. His experiences influenced his novels, Oliver Twist, David Copperfield, Great Expectations, but also his nonfiction. When the British writer came to the United States in 1842, he had an agenda.
His interest in coming to America was driven by his keen curiosity to see the American experiment. And while he was here as a tourist, he knew that he would be writing a travel narrative.
His first stop was Massachusetts, and he would call the chronicle of his U.S. tour American Notes.
He was a bit disappointed, but not with Massachusetts. He found Massachusetts to live up to what he expected. And I think his interest in coming to places like Lowell or the Perkins School was founded in his interest in finding solutions to these social problems that cause such great human misery.
Diana Archibald is co-curating an exhibition with the Lowell National Historic Park called Dickens and Massachusetts, A Tale of Power and Transformation. Dickens took the train to Lowell because it was seen worldwide as an epicenter and model of modern industry. The writer called England's industrial complexes desperate haunts of misery, and he was eager to explore the textile mills here.
Of course, Dickens came to see the mills, but what he really loved was the girls. And so, not in a bad way, he just liked the girls. He was impressed with them. And I think they were pretty impressive, especially compared to the industrial manufacturing population in England.
Walking through an old mill turned museum, Diana Archibald describes the mill girls as Dickens did in American Notes, clean, healthy, and well-dressed. In his day, Massachusetts was the scene of a social reform movement, too, and he was curious about our other institutions, including Perkins School for the Blind in Boston.
Before he came, he said he wanted to see two things, Niagara Falls and Laura Bridgman.
Laura Bridgman, a student at Perkins, was world famous for being the first deaf-blind person to be successfully educated. Jan Seymour Ford walks me through the halls of the school and shows me a plaster bust of Bridgman.
She was eloquent. She had a sense of humor. It shattered everyone's preconceptions.
And Dickens was starstruck when he met her.
And she didn't particularly like men. She took his hand, perceived instantly that it was a man, and pulled away from him. But she was very enchanted with Mrs. Dickens' dress, and she examined that very closely. She loved finery and lace and pretty clothes. And actually, she grew up to be an incredible lace knitter.
Bridgman's lace is in the exhibition, along with Perkins' edition of the Old Curiosity Shop. Dickens donated that book to the school and wrote about Laura Bridgman in American Notes.
He was the most popular writer in the world when he came here. So he changed society for people with disabilities.
Later, Helen Keller's mother picked up American Notes, read it, and realized that there was help for her daughter Helen.
Helen Keller's teacher, Anne Sullivan, was a graduate of Perkins. These are the kinds of stories scholar Diana Archibald wants people to discover through the exhibition in Lowell. There's a trove of Dickensian artifacts, portraits, trinkets, letters, diary entries, and a first edition of American Notes on loan from the Worcester Polytechnic Institute's Fellman Collection. Joel Bratton is a professor there.
Leaving Boston on the afternoon of Saturday, the 5th of February, we proceeded by another railroad to Worcester, a pretty New England town.
Bratton's reading from the Worcester chapter in American Notes. Dickens spent 4 days here and was seen by preeminent phrenologist Lorenzo Fowler, a head bump reader.
I think anyone who felt the bumps on Dickens's head would be quite confident in saying, a great deal of creativity here, perhaps some literary skill, wonderful sense of humor, right?
More seriously, though, Bratton says it's clear from Dickens' account that he valued what he learned on his tour of Massachusetts, and he made a lot of friends. But the same can't be said for the rest of his travels in America.
He grew to be disillusioned with America later in his trip. Part of that was his disgust at American slaveholding. Part of that was disgust at the manifest greed and selfishness that he saw in American society.
In fact, Dickens was so disgusted, he cut his trip short as he traveled south and headed back north to see Niagara Falls. Of course, he wrote about that, too. Dickens published American Notes when he returned to England, which was good for Massachusetts and not so good for the rest of America. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Dickens exhibit at the Boot Gallery at Lowell National Historic Park opens next Friday, March 30th. To see pictures related to Dickens' tour of Massachusetts in 1842, go to wbur.org.